Next week on Retrospect, Mike Beale will explore a topic of interest to everyone, the hallucinatory drug LSD. You'll hear facts and opinions on all phases of the problem, the stories of all the people concerned.
A year ago, a person could buy LSD and know that he's using 50 micrograms. Today, or a year from now, there'll be no such guarantee from a pharmaceutical company. It will be a bootleg version similar to heroin, where an addict shoots heroin, might be shooting 2% heroin, he might be shooting 25% heroin. When you buy it from a illegitimate source, there's no guarantee on the quality. We had a backyard chemist under investigation at this time, and he was producing sufficient amount of LSD to make 1 million capsules in a 3 month period. Our information is the same individual has now enlarged his activities, and I would estimate that this individual is producing for consumption in Southern California in excess of 1 million capsules a month.
And if you're lucky, we can go out and get drunk tonight and be happy and be gay. Oops. I'm gonna get it tomorrow. Oh, beer!
Every baby that is born is a mutant. Every baby is the genetic code's newest and most creative answer to the problem of adapting to the other forms of life and energy on this planet.
That's the LSD story next week on Retrospect. Until next time, this is Jerry Klein wishing you a pleasant good evening. You have been listening to Retrospect, a weekly series of outstanding radio documentaries on important topics of our time. Tonight's pre-recorded program was produced, directed, and written by Jerry Wilkinson. Later tonight, Ikowitz and his pet rat Igor will charm your evening with their exciting adventures into cemeteries, tombs, and other jolly good places. So join Ikowitz on The Crypt tonight at 9:30. That's tonight at 9:30 for The Crypt, here on WRTI-FM. This is Joe Ryan speaking.